call us and we'll let you know what we've got there. Everything from Roger Daltrey to Santana to Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, can't say it, and even the Amy Winehouse celebration, Back to Black, at the Event Gallery, and Kids Bop. Take the kids. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more music here in studio. It's Robert Tellefson here with...
Yes, I have another fantastic musician coming in. My friend, Robert Tellefson.
Hey, he's my friend.
He's everybody's friend. This is, love you, man.
This is Radio Catskill.
Imagine one day your NPR station just disappeared. All the news and shows and conversations that you love, gone. Well, we have been thinking about some backup plans. Maybe Corver Coleman could read AI-generated poetry?
Potato clouds drift in a spud-filled sea in this absurd world where I roam free.
Or maybe Steve Inskeep could do some ASMR?
I'm here to guide you through a calming journey into the heart of nature.
Or Scott Simon could read the dictionary.
Oh, here's a good one. Gun-goozler. That's somebody who enjoys watching activity on canals. I'm a gun-goozler.
Actually, I would listen to Scott Simon reading the dictionary. But you rely on public radio for so much more every day. So please, help us make sure those backup plans stay on the shelf. You can support this station today.
Here's how to donate.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Or call us at 845-482-4141. I'm Tim Bruno in studio with Donna Fellenberg for a special spring fun drive edition of Catskill Character. We just heard from Elizabeth Rose, and we have another great musician here in studio with us. Before we introduce him, I just want to let folks know we have another challenge. We're going to take advantage of this energy and this support. Michael from Livingston Manor has a $250 challenge that he is putting out there. So again, we need to make the $250 before we get the $250. We'll add that $500 to the tally. We're at 44% of the way there on our overall goal, just shy of $24,000. Let's put it over the top there.
Well, you know, that shouldn't be hard because we have with us one of the most incredible musicians in the Catskills. Somebody, the first time I saw this man, I was like, what? What? So, Robert, thank you so much. This is Robert Tellefson, folks. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, my God.
This is such a great place. It really is.
Remember the first time we did this back in old studio?
Yep, in the old studio with the water wheel, electric.
Jason was out there. He had pump it with his legs. But we made it work somehow for many years.
Yes.
So, Robert, maybe you could give the listener like a little background about you and how you started out. And
I go way back to the giving out my age at late 60s, and I had a sister that was kind of like one of the first hippies that were in New York City, so. Living in Pennsylvania, I would go down to visit her, and I would spend most of my summers with her. And fortunately, she was involved with so many of the great musicians, Bob Dylan, Richie Havens, all those people. Mm-hmm. So I got to meet most of them and fortunately got to play with some of them, especially Richie Havens. I spent a lot of time with him. And I spent a lot of time in the Greenwich Village, which at that time was the music hub of really the world.
Wow. What a gift your sister gave you.
Oh, she certainly did. She certainly did.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit more about your relationship with Richie Havens and your relationship with the guitar and how it relates to Richie Havens.
Well, to begin this story, when I was very young, I had a cousin who used to carry his guitar on his back. He couldn't play it, you know.
He looked cool.
But he looked very cool. And he would get all the girls because the girls would follow him around with his guitar and go into the park. They'd ask him to play it, but he'd always come up with an excuse why he couldn't play it. So I saw that, and I says, well, you know, I wouldn't mind doing the same thing. So I went out, picked up a guitar, and I learned 3 chords. And I started playing them actually in the parks in Pennsylvania. I don't know who might know David Bromberg back then.
Of course.
Yeah, he used to play harmonica, and I used to play in the park, and he used to play harmonica for me. So David came up to me, and he saw that, you know, the girls were like circle around and they were listening, and he wanted to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he really didn't play the guitar that well. So I said, listen, can you teach me a couple of chords? So I taught him the three chords that I knew, and he started playing his guitar, and of course he blossomed into what he is today, David Bromberg.
Mm.
So I took this, I have to say, a gift from my grandfather, music. You know, I was very musical back then. And
you're still very musical.
Thank you so much. And brought that down to the city. And like I said, I had these wonderful opportunities. You know, I met Dylan in Washington Square Park. We'd actually come into the park and everybody be playing around the park. And people like Joan Baez and, you know, I can't tell you how many would, you know, walk up to you and say, listen, I'm playing the Café Wa. Would you like to play with me? Mm-hmm. I need somebody to back up. And, you know, so you got to play with all these people. Not only that, they would give you their songs. You know, like they would write a song, like Dylan would write a song. And you say, wow, man, you know, I heard you do this song yesterday in such and such, say, Folk City. What is it? And he would give you the song. You know, I said, here's what it is, you know.
Wow.
Those days
are gone.
Are gone. Gone. Unfortunately.
Way gone.
Yes. Wall Street moved in, realized the money that was involved here, and there it went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't hardly even talk to these people anymore. You know, so.
But you really learned to play the guitar the way you do now.
Yes. What happened is very early on, I ended up with a carpal tunnel situation where I couldn't really finger the guitar very well.
There's Elizabeth waving madly.
I have to say, before I finish that,
I
love Elizabeth.
I know.
You know, she's
amazing.
Amazing person. I don't know if you hear me out there, Elizabeth, but you are an amazing person. Love you, man. So anyway, I had this carpal tunnel situation, and a friend of mine was working in the Lone Star Cafe. And Richie was playing there, but his accompanist, who Paul Williams, who used to play with him, had a little problem and couldn't play that night. So I got a call from my friend. So listen, I have this guy, Richie, here. Would you, come and play with him?
He's help really him looking out.
For something. Yeah, help him out. So I got there and I explained to Richie. I said, look, you know, I can't finger the guitar like I used to. And he brought me upstairs and showed me with his thumb. He gave me a tuning, which is just an open D tuning. And you can actually use your thumb and play just about any song in the world. Mm-hmm. So we took about 15, 20 minutes. He went over that with me and been playing it ever since for the last 50 years.
And we are very glad you have.
Thank
Why don't you
so
start
much.
Us off with one of your favorites?
Road closed, rivers high, rain and fire in the sky. So long, Jerusalem, Grand Canyon, Parthenon, they were one, thy will be done. This one's gonna be the last one. Lay back, put down your phone. Leave your skin, throw away the bone. Run around, you darling. This one's gonna be the last one. Lay back, put down your phone. Leave your skin, throw away the bone. This one's gonna be the last one. This one's gonna be the last one.
Robert Templeson, you are listening to a special Spring Fun Drive edition of Catskill Character with Donna Fellenberg. We were going to do our tiny porch concert out there on the porch today, but as you can see, the weather not cooperating. That's been rescheduled to next Saturday. We'll still have musicians, and I think Robert's coming back next Saturday. In the meantime, we've invited a few folks indoors so you can still hear some music and we can raise some funds. We have been doing that. We just heard from Don in Milanville, who put some money toward that challenge that we have from Michael in Livingston Manor. So that just means we have $150 to go on the challenge. So call us at 845-482.
Yeah, please contribute.
4141.
You know, these guys work their butts off here.
And we contribute so we could continue to bring you great music like this from our musician friends all throughout the community. And what a great amount of great local musicians we have here. Yeah. So support that and support them here at WJFF Radio Catskill, 845-482-4141.
That song is so timely, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you sang that for me. I don't know how many years ago that was, Robert.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
A while ago, yeah.
We didn't have COVID. We didn't have what's going on over in Gaza. And I remember you telling me about that's what it was about. It was an anti-war song.
Yeah.
And when you started playing it, and I remember, this is Robert's favorite song. You played it then when I asked you. And it still is, and it's still very timely. Unfortunately, never the last one.
Yeah, never ends. Mm. You know, and hopefully we can kind of put a hold on it right now.
Yeah, that would be good.
We've all got opportunities, so please, you know, also get out and vote. You know, 2024 election. I'm not going to say who to vote for, but just get out and vote.
Yeah,
vote with your heart, and then.
But right now, I want you to tell the audience what you're doing, where you're playing, what you're into.
Next week, next Saturday, we're at a place called Arlo's in northern Pennsylvania.
Right? Arlo's Pub?
Yes, yeah, Arlo's Pub. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm promoting music at this historic Greeley Inn in Greeley, Pennsylvania. It was a real hub many, many years ago and has since then, you know, been on a downturn. And we're finally turning it around. We're booking bands. I have several, possibly Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, a couple of the big names coming in.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And, you know, we're booking just everybody there trying to bring music back to that wonderful, wonderful establishment. And so please stop by. Friday nights we have entertainment. Mondays we have a great open mic there.
You play there sometimes,
yes,
too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My band plays there, yeah, also.
It looks fantastic. It looks like they did a lot of work on the outside.
Yes, they did a lot of work, yeah, inside and outside. The room holds about probably 300 people. It's really, has balconies in it.
It's
it's a really beautiful place.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So let's hear another song.
all the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I went out for a walk on a winter's day. Sky is gray. Went out for a walk on a winter's day. Stopped into a church, passed along the way. I got down on my knees and I began to pray. Get out of here, said the joke got to the thief. No reason, get excited, I can't get no relief. The businessmen drink my wine, smoke my herb. None of them know the time or what it is worth. No reason, get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are those among us who feel life but a joke. Well, you and me, we've been through that. That's not our fate. You and me, we've been through that. That's not our fate. All along the watchtower, the princess kept the view. All the riders, they came and went, took the servants too. Way out in the distance, the lone cloud, it calls you. Way out in the distance, wind began to howl. Went out for a walk on a winter's day. Stopped into a church, passed along the way. Preacher's gotten cold and they wanted L.A. California dreaming on a winter's day. On a winter's day.
Thank you. Where'd you get the idea to put those two songs together?
Well, I'll tell you exactly where it comes
okay,
from.
Okay, good.
When you're up on stage, when you're as old as I am, you forget lyrics. So as I'm playing through the song, I said, geez, I don't remember the rest of these lyrics. Hey, you know what? This kind of sounds like this song. And I added the two songs
together
to get through
it. A Dylan song. And who wrote the was that Mamas,
it was
and,
Mamas and
Papas?
It was Mamas and Papas, yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
That's, you're listening to a special Spring Fun Drive edition of Catskill Character with Donna Fellenberg. And that is Mr. Robert Tellefson live in our Liberty Studios. Amazing. It's 845-482-4141 if you want to make a donation. We have a $250 challenge there from Michael in Livingston Manor. Don from Islandville has already called in to donate. So now we just have $150 left to go. If you call in with a donation of $100 or more, we have some tickets at Bethel Woods to give out, including some reserve seats at the Bethel Woods for John Pizzarelli, Warren Haynes Band, Roger Daltrey with special guest KT Tunstall, Jason Mraz, even Kids Bop and Impractical Jokers. Those are all reserve seats, so $100 or more gets you a pair of those. And there's some other tickets, too, so call 845-482-4141 to find out what those are. Donate, support public radio, and support the fact that we have a public radio station where we can have this great live music on a Saturday morning. So thank you so
absolutely.
Much, Robert.
Robert, you played with Chip Farrelly for a while, didn't
you? Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yes. And this goes out to Gloria, his wonderful wife.
Beautiful.
Chip was my right-hand person. Mm. Like, I would always, if I got confused or something, I would look to my left, and Chip would always be on my left playing bass. And we formed a great, great relationship. We had all kinds. Actually, I had met Chip back in the 70s, not realizing it, that we played the
kidding.
Same. Yeah, we played the same club, so we would talk about that. But what a great talent.
And a great
photography,
human.
And a great human. You know, I can't say enough about Chip, and I miss him really so much. It's sometimes difficult to play. And because I tend to look to my left, and Chip's not there, you know. And but God bless you, Chip. I know where you are, and I love you, man.
Well, if this gives you any solace, I just interviewed. She'll be on it probably in May. A medium, and she says that all of those souls are around us all the time.
Oh, I believe it.
And
I believe it.
You know, we don't know how to totally cue into it, but somebody like this woman, her name is Alyssa Smith from Calicoon. She's, you know, a practice medium. She trained to be a medium, and she says they're always there. And I tend to agree with that. So, you know, there's maybe Richie's in here too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He loved the Catskills. I mean,
he did.
Yes, he was a fixture out here. Yeah,
and I'm sure he's really happy that you're continuing kind of his
I
legacy.
Hope so.
Yeah, why wouldn't he be? But we have 5 minutes left. Do you have a quick song we can go out with, or what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, I come across a lot of young musicians. And a lot of them come to the open mics. And I just want to say, you know, keep at it.
Mm.
Don't let people, you know, say that, you're okay. You know, you're never going to make it. Just a quick story. I was sitting in Washington Square Park. Dylan came in. He sat down next to me. We were kind of playing a couple of songs. He told me that, you know what? You'll never be a great guitarist. Bob Dylan told me.
So thanks, Bob.
I said, you know, Bob, thanks a lot. I don't think you'll be a very good vocalist, so we should play together sometime. You know, so that's what it was. But keep at it. You know, everybody has started like that. Everybody. Jimi Hendrix used to come into the park. I mean, he did the open mics. You know, keep at it. Don't stop. Don't listen to people. Just go with your heart and keep playing.
Yeah, and you don't have to be the greatest.
You don't have to be the greatest.
You got to have the soul.
You got to have the soul and heart. Yeah. If you have that, you'll make it.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank you, Donna. Oh. You know, I followed you for many, many years and this great station here. And please donate, because we need to keep this station going. before the commercial radio stations take over the world, you know?
God forbid.
Listener-supported public radio. You're the public in public radio, so support it. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org.
Let's just go out with some music.
Yeah.
You can take all the tea in China, wrap it up in a big brown bag for me. Sailing all around the seven oceans, sail it down to the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the highest degree. She's all right, she's all right with me. You can stop us on the road to freedom. You can teach us, 'cause our eyes can see. Men within sight, oh Lord, men in granite. Oh, men dressed up for their chivalry. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the highest degree. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like the honey from the bee.
Thank you, Robert.
Love you, man.
Love you, man.
Robert Tellefson on a special edition, Spring Fun Drive edition of Catskill Character. You can find out more about Robert and the Robert Tellefson Band on their Facebook page. We'll take a quick break, and there's more music to come here on Radio Catskill. Stay tuned this afternoon for Callie Seastrand, Shane Renison, Will Selenrad, Matt Hoffman, Paul Kogut, Marion Osiel, Dave Keener, Van Manakis, Scott Palermo, Nick Broyden, Jay Quick and Lucas Rotman, all coming up on your public radio station, Radio Catskill.